let's be clear, for the 16-17 school year, yeah, I think it's going to be a status quo year. We don't have a lot of extra money. We received a 1% overall increase, but much of that was categorical.
Escambia County Superintendent Malcolm Thomas says they're keeping close tabs on the district's $350 million general operating budget.
I am concerned about the 17-18 school year because of some of the medical expenditures Florida's going to have to make, and believe that is going to impact all other areas of the state budget, education being a large piece of that.
Thomas' biggest concern involves the federal low-income pool, or LIP program.
That is about Medicaid, medical expenditures. That's going to have to be paid. Florida has not reached an agreement that's to our advantage with the federal government, and so now all those costs are going to be on the back of Floridians. And we're going to have to manage that, and there's not going to be enough money.
The Okaloosa County District's financial staff is working on their budget with no set numbers available at this time. The proposal will be advertised on July 20th, with a public hearing scheduled for the 25th.
We need to know that our state government believes the same thing we believe, that education is a high priority, and will commit to consistently funding education. Otherwise, you can't plan.
In Santa Rosa County, Superintendent Tim Rosdick isn't mincing words. He calls the potential effects of budget shortfalls a pending financial crisis.
Anytime we look at services and education and we start talking about having to revisit some of the draconian measures of the recession, it's scary. It's fearful that we are back into a financial quagmire statewide that is affecting how we deliver education. I think this needs to be a priority.
School districts are urged by the State Board of Education to keep their financial condition ratio, which are used by a school district to monitor and assess finances and practices, above the 3% mark. Fall below that, and the superintendent has to come up with a way to bring it back up.
The recommendation that we are given is between 6 and 8%. So anything below that, you're really not in the area of a proper operating FCR. 3%, you're in financial distress. 2%, you're in a financial emergency.
If a district sitting at a 2 or 3% ratio does not turn it around within a certain time frame, the DOE comes in and does it for them. For Rosdick, it's a case of been there, done that.
A few years ago, we got below that 3% and enacted a financial recovery plan, and 5 years later, we're back to a 6% fund balance. That's estimated where we are right now, but I think it's pretty close. It removes dollars that you would use to educate and to expand programs.
Meanwhile, Escambia County District officials did not have an exact ratio number, other than to say it's in the double digits for a seventh straight year. Student enrollment could be the basis for another funding headache. No money is given for enrollments after the budget is set, but Superintendent Malcolm Thomas says that's always been the case.
People are coming to Florida to bring in their students with them. If it ends up that you have more students in Florida than was projected, they don't change the money. They just divide the dollars by a larger number of students, which means the per student calculation would be less.
According to a study by the National Law Center, Florida ranks 42nd among states in per student funding at just over $7,100 for the upcoming year. The national average is almost $9,800 per student. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.